Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145-5. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145-502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. Got a little frog there real quick. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. You can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. And I've got a little technical issues going on here.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
It sounds like we might have got some of those technical issues corrected. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And what are we celebrating today? I know the easy one that everybody's talking about, International Women's Day, celebrating that today. But my question here is very, very simple. Does that mean we don't honor women tomorrow? So I'm not a big fan of these days like where they have International Women's Day. I'm just going to go on and say, you know, honor people every day. So I am going to go with the one that you can probably expect from somebody like me. National Peanut Cluster Day. A little loud on that, the studio audience this morning. They're a little excited going on here. Checking out the markets for you this morning. What are they doing again? Other than being extremely volatile. So, we were up over 100 points earlier. We were down earlier. Now we're still right now taking a look at the numbers. And yes, again, we are down, not very much. We're down 17 points for the day. So it's not a huge issue, but nevertheless, we've been pretty volatile. 24.8 is where we started the day. We got as high as 24.9 at one point, so over 100 points up. Dow Jones now down 1278. Oil, well, we know that what it does in California, in Taxifornia. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but the barrel of oil right now down 77 cents per barrel of oil. We're looking at the national average for a tank of gasoline, $2.53.2, about 80 cents a gallon less than what we pay here in Taxifornia. We are one of the highest in the country at $3.354. You can go into the Sun Belt and you can actually find a tank or a gallon of gas in Alabama, $2.27.1. Yeah, they don't follow some of the same rules that we do in Taxifornia. Saves them a little bit of money, but you know, that's just our world. We like to be in the highest pricing. We like to tax ourselves. Then we like to go and blame other people. That's the way our state works. Our state government works that way. It's, you know, so let's blame somebody else for the things that we've done over the last 7 or 8 years. Yeah, things have not gone quite as we expected in Taxifornia, the state of confusion. Violent crime up percent. Obviously, that's, unless it's your family, then it's up 100%. So that's just an issue that, you know, they don't want to talk about that here in the state of confusion, about those issues that go on every day. And we saw that yesterday. Holy cow, did you see the battle up in Washington, in Sacramento yesterday? Pretty serious battle there between the governor of our state, Governor Moonbeam. We also saw Javier Becerra, and that's an interesting, I love listening to Governor Moonbeam yesterday talking about this, because talking about the circus, as he put it, that was caused by the Attorney General saying that California needs to follow federal law. Now, isn't it California that's been the leading instigator of everything that the feds do? Isn't California really that leading instigator on everything? We've been watching all these different lawsuits. They go and they file a lawsuit. California loses on almost every one of them. And then we find out that, well, you know, something in California, when they go and create a law like we've got on the sanctuary state, where we told ICE about people, about it, or we told the community that ICE was coming in Oakland and it messed up their entire investigation. I wonder what California would do if the feds came out and released information on some of the state's raids or the state's programs. Of course, then again, in California, you don't have to worry about it because the governor, the attorney general, they like to come out with any issue they can to release criminals. That's why our violent crime has gone up so much in the last couple of years. Unbelievable. But we keep doing it. We keep voting for the same people, hoping to get a different result. We'll see what happens. Obviously, the latest one I saw was about how great our budget is. Well, you can make your budget say whatever you want to say. Anybody that knows numbers can make them say whatever you want to say. We spoke yesterday with the Anaheim fire chief talking about where we really are on pension reform and how underfunded we are in our pensions. Yet they don't want to talk about that one, do they? Moving right along. President Trump asked, here's an interesting issue. I mean, you love listening to these things. Special counsel Robert Mueller going out and doing this witch hunt that he's been on for about a year now. Also going through with all these different issues where we know or we've heard from many, many individuals that there was no collusion within the president. Now Mueller's actually comes out with a statement talking about things that happened in the last month or two. Is that what his job is to be continually watching every and hounding every issue that goes on with the president? Well, now the president asked two witnesses interviewed by special counsel Mueller for information about what they discussed with Mueller's team, according to the New York Times. That's the headline from the Times. Yet when we look at other sources, they say, well, what were the questions the president asked these folks? How did it go? Were you treated fairly? Does that seem like it's information about what they discussed? Does that seem like it's something that should be off limits? Wouldn't you just ask that to anybody that goes through a trying issue? It's just being common courtesy, is the way it looks to me. But, you know, something, they just keep on going with these witch hunts, and you continue with that being the lead story every night on the news. It's fascinating watching the coup that the media is trying to perpetrate on the American people, where they continually misrepresent almost everything that goes on, and they don't give a representation of what is really, really happening. Fascinating. Lawmakers are taking a final crack at Corey Lewandowski, former Trump campaign manager, scheduled to appear for his second interview before the House Intelligence Committee on Thursday. Today, and what some view as perhaps the last witness testimony in the beleaguered panel's year-long investigation of the 2016 election. Lewandowski is appearing before the panel after infuriating Democrats when he told lawmakers in January that he was not prepared to answer questions that related to any interactions he has had with the president after he left the campaign in June 2016. Former campaign official is one of the string of witnesses who have declined to answer some lawmakers' questions. I'm going to say good for you. Right? I mean, why does everyone go continually with the witch hunt trying to just – we all know that if you go in front of any kind of an attorney, the longer you're there, the more questions they – heck, you can even watch this on TV. The longer they continually ask you questions – the easier it is for them to say something where they're all prepared. They've got a whole team of them asking questions or preparing. There's only you, and you don't even know, and you're not able to prepare for what they're going to ask, but they're prepared. They know the longer they go, the sooner or later that you're going to say something that may not be exactly as you anticipated. For instance, where Hope Hicks told the panel her email was hacked. Obviously, we know that one. But she also said that she told little white lies for the president. Now, what assistant doesn't do that? Is there any in America? I mean, if they didn't do something like that, would you not expect that they weren't very good assistant? White lies like, you know, maybe he's on the phone when he wasn't on the phone. Maybe he's got in a meeting when somebody called and he wasn't in a meeting. So when you ask, did you lie? Well, the answer to that is, yeah, that is a lie. But is it something that's really wrong? Is it something that's not normal? Is it something that's not a generally accepted principle? But here again, that's not the way these partisan issues go, and that's not what you're going to see from the coup media that are just trying to overthrow our government with misleading information on a daily basis. Unbelievable. Well, we're looking at more tariff conversation. That's another issue that's in the news this morning. We're not going to even get into that one anymore. Florida shooting suspect charged with 17 counts of murder. Yeah, there's one missing count that they should be taking care of, and that is, you know something? Maybe he should be the one that's the next one on the list. I'm a big fan. You know something? If convicted, they should limit the amount of time for any kind of appeals. Just my own personal opinion. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to be chatting today about myths about bankruptcy and your credit. We'll clear up a bunch of those myths for you. We're going to also chat a little bit about a new housing bubble forming. Is it real or is it make-believe? So we'll chat about that as well. And maybe some credit cards for moving out on your own. We've got a lot to go over. And we didn't get to the 20 ways the new tax law may make you laugh or cry. We had that on yesterday's docket. Didn't get to it. We may get that to that today. But in any event, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals. Actually, it's being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star, they're the only ones with the fast pass loan approval. What's happening in the mortgage minute today? Stock sharply higher, mortgage bonds slightly higher to start the day. That doesn't mean they stay that way all day. That just means that's where they started. I shared with you a little earlier that they've been very, very volatile today. And we're looking at the market right now, as I do all morning, down 74, 75 points. Now it's down 59 points. I told you it's jumping around. It was up 100 and some. Now it's back to down 59. Then we look and see what the bonds, the 10-year treasury, down 3.6 right now. 30-year fixed rate loans, they're doing much better than they were. Why is that happening? Well, today's a very volatile day. Tomorrow will be the big day that we have to watch out for. Tomorrow, when the jobs report comes out, that's going to be the big issue. Earlier this morning, European Central Bank decided to leave rates unchanged and continue their quantitative easing or stimulus bond purchasing until September. This was expected, but they omitted a line that has been in previous statements and has captured the headlines. Until now, the ECB, the European Central Bank, ECB, has said they would be ready to increase the level of bond purchases it makes in both duration and or size in case the economic outlook deteriorates in the Eurozone. This line from the statement was removed today, which signals that the ECB stimulus could come to an end before the end of the year. Economic news, initial jobless claims, which measures individuals filing for unemployment benefits for the first time, showed that there were 231,000 claims last week. This represented an increase of 21,000 from the previous report, was 10,000 higher than estimates of 220,000. Still a great number and was coming off the lowest figure in 49 years. Number of firings remains historically low as the supply of labor continues to shrink and employers hold on tight to their employees. So what's going on for tomorrow, though? Last month's jobs report, last month's numbers, 200,000 jobs created 4.1% unemployment. The market is expecting 205,000 job creation, 4.0% unemployment. And with all that volatility, does it make any sense to not lock in those loans today? We're really looking at this and saying, you know something, what is the gain? What is the risk versus reward? And I actually had somebody that I was sharing some numbers with earlier today, and I'm going to share those numbers with you. I'm not going to share any names or any confidential information, but I do want to share some of this information with you because right now the concept we're thinking of or we're looking at here is, what do you benefit if you wait to lock in a rate? So we're looking at a rate on a particular loan, and you look at all three of these numbers, 4.625, 4.75, 4.875. The difference in payment is ranges anywhere from $19 to $20 a month. So the risk is a big, big issue, and that's a whole nother world. You know, when you start talking about risk versus reward, you don't want to be dealing in that risk on the wrong side of that. Sometimes you can get into big trouble when you're dealing with risk versus reward. You start saying, you know something, I want to wait for that last eighth of a percent. Does that make any sense? I would suggest that more often than not, the last eighth of a percent is like trying to get the very bottom of the stock market or any of those issues. It just does not work. Why doesn't it work? Well, the issue is that your risk, if you're going to save $19 a month, because maybe you'll go back down an eighth. But what if you go up a half? It's a lot quicker. Market goes up much faster than it goes down, just the way those things work. So the whole issue here is, be careful when you're looking at that risk versus reward trade-off and see if it makes sense for you and your family to be waiting. So also looking at what's going on with that jobs report, signs of wage-pressured inflation. Last week, the personal consumption expenditures report showed that private sector wages rose by 5%, which was the third consecutive month that wages showed at least a 5% gain over the past year, which supports that higher wages are real. Additionally, in the January jobs report, average hourly earnings rose from 2.5% to 2.9%. If there are any further spikes in average hourly earnings, bonds will likely react negatively. So all of that being said, if you're thinking about locking in a loan, I think now is the time to take action and not be on that riskier side of the market. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, the only ones I know of with the Fast Pass loan approval. Myths about bankruptcy and your credit. Here are some of the issues there. Bankruptcy is not something that you should be taking lightly, but it's also not something that you should be ultra fearful of. It is a difficult time. It is an emotional time. But let's think about this. And I look at some of the reports that come out, and they talk about bankruptcy, and it'll just kill your credit score. I'm going to share with you that in most instances, your credit score was already killed well before you got to thinking about the bankruptcy. And in many, many instances, your credit score actually improves when one files for bankruptcy. Why would it improve? Well, the answer to that comes real simple. Think about this concept that you've got all these negatives on your credit report. When you file bankruptcy, all those negatives go away. All the past due balances get wiped out. All of the past due citations, 30 days, 60 day, 90 day lates, all wiped out. So when that happens, your scores will end up going up in the short term. Be very careful of that. Myth number one, if you don't have negative information on your credit report prior to bankruptcy, you will have a higher post-bankruptcy credit score than if your credit report contained negative information. The truth, positive payment history and a lack of negative information does very little to maximize the impact of bankruptcy on your credit score. The presence of a bankruptcy and the length of time the bankruptcy has been on your report are the strongest determining factors. So here's the issue there. Do I agree with all of these issues? I look at some of these reports. I'd like to give you the straight scoop on them. If you had no negative information, yes, the bankruptcy will negatively impact your score. But if you had no negative information, why would you be filing bankruptcy? Think about that. So you've been underwater all this time, and then you're filing. Now, if it's a strategic bankruptcy, then yeah, it may have a negative impact. But if you're not filing a strategic bankruptcy, what is a strategic bankruptcy? Well, it's saying I've got all these debts. I know I'm never going to get out from under them. I've been making all my payments on time, but I'm going to clean things up right here, right now. That's strategic bankruptcy. If you're doing that, you just have to understand that that is the issue. That will have a negative impact on your score. And everything that goes on your credit report, no matter what it is, everything that's on your credit report, the importance of it and the effect of it diminishes over time. That's just the way the reports are. What they're trying to do is identify what your likelihood is of paying back your debts in the next 90 days. That's what the report really is looking for. So if you've got a bankruptcy that's fresh, it's going to have a major impact on your score if you didn't have any issues before. It could have a positive impact. But over time, the impact there diminishes, and you continually see your scores improving over that time period. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. A new housing bubble forming? Well, we'll talk about that. I don't think so, but we'll see what the reports have to say. Credit cards for moving out on your own and ways the new tax law may make you laugh or cry. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Legal Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text toolkit to 79564, toolkit to 79564. Get that toolkit, the ultimate home finance toolkit, sent to you totally free. The mortgage calculator is the home affordability worksheet, as well as access to real-time interest rates, all right there. Text toolkit 79564. A new housing bubble forming? Well, I don't know about that. A recent report revealed that U.S. home values appreciated by more than 37% over the last 5 years. Some are concerned that this is evidence we may be on the verge of another housing boom and bust, like the one we experienced from 2006 to 2008. Recently, several housing experts weighed in on the subject to alleviate these fears. Interesting, if you've been around long enough in the real estate world or in the world of finance, people really get worried about these same things happening over and over again. And it's amazing how they seem to, the markets move on. Think about this. In the, right around the year, Y2K, the end of 1999, 2000, we had the dot-com bubble. And people said for forever right after that, we're going to have another dot-com bubble. The market's growing too much. Have we had another dot-com bubble? Have we had another stock market bubble like that? No. Now we've moved on and we had the boom and bust in the real estate. Now all we consistently hear about is, are we getting back there again? Well, Sean Bachetti, Freddie Mac chief economist, quote, the evidence indicates there currently is no house price bubble in the U.S. despite the rapid increase of house prices over the last 5 years, unquote. Edward Golding, a senior fellow at the Urban Institute's Housing Finance Policy Center, quote, there's not likely to be a national bubble in the way that we saw the first decade of the century, unquote. Christopher Thornburg, partner at Beacon Economics, there is no direct or indirect sign of any kind of bubble. Bill McBride, calculated risk. I wouldn't call house prices a bubble. David M. Blitzer, chairman of the index committee at S&P Dow Jones Indices, quote, housing is not repeating the bubble period of 2000 to 2006, unquote. A recent article by Teo Nicolais, a real estate entrepreneur who teaches courses on real estate principles, markets, and finance at Harvard Extension School, concluded that the next housing bubble may not occur until 2024. The article, How to Use Real Estate Trends to Predict the Next Housing Bubble, looks at previous peaks in real estate values going all the way back to 1818. Nicolais uses the research of several economists. The article details the four phases of real estate cycle and what defines each phase. He concluded his article by saying, quote, those who study the financial crisis of 2008 will, we hope, always be wary of the next major crash. If George, Harrison, and Foldvery are right, however, that won't happen until after the next peak around 2024. Between now and then, aside from occasional slowdown and inevitable market hiccups, the real estate industry is likely to enjoy a long period of expansion. So he's saying it won't happen until the next peak of 2024, which means we've got six more years of growth if he's correct. Bottom line, the reason for price appreciation we are seeing is an imbalance between supply and demand for housing. This has created a natural increase in values, not a bubble in prices. Again, that's just several professionals' opinions. So just be careful of listening to some of the naysayers out there who are not understanding basic supply and demand. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text Toolkit to 79564. Get the ultimate home finance toolkit and find out what you can afford. It's got the mortgage calculators in there, the affordability worksheet, and it also has access and how you can get real-time interest rates. We've been chatting this morning as well, myths about bankruptcy and your credit. Myth number two, all bankruptcy information stays on your credit report for 10 years without exception. So the truth, according to this article, only the public record of a Chapter 7 bankruptcy lasts for 10 years. All other bankruptcy references remain on your credit report for 7 years, including trade lines at state account included in bankruptcy, third-party collection debts, judgments, and tax liens discharged through bankruptcy, and Chapter 13 public records. Once the above items start disappearing, you may see a bigger boost in your credit score. Remember the issue here. The only thing that's required in credit score are items that meet three criteria. They must be complete, they must be accurate, and they must be verifiable. I see many, many times that items come off of credit scores or off of credit reports simply because the information is not on there complete, or it's not on there accurately. Couple items. In a bankruptcy, if it doesn't have the judge's initials following the bankruptcy number on the credit report, got to come off because it's not complete. If you've got a trade line and it doesn't have all digits of the account number, got to come off. It's not complete. There are several times we see that people will put on you'll have a date on a report. The months of reviewed. Well, if you look at the date the account is opened and the current date, If the number of months doesn't match that number of months being reported, that's not accurate. Got to come off the report. A lot of different items. So once you start seeing some of these things, that's why we talk a lot of times, our friend Alan Hayon and his group, the Credit Advisory Group, they frequently will look at the reports and say, you know something, correct these items. And if the creditor doesn't want to correct them, if they don't see any value to correcting them, if they don't see that it's going to benefit them, if they feel it's going to take too much of their time or waste their time, they may not do anything with it. They may not verify it. Item comes off the report. Myth number three, you have poor credit as long as the bankruptcy information stays on your credit report. Now, the truth, according to the report, while you should expect a dramatically lower credit score following bankruptcy, you can begin to build your credit back up with smart credit management. After a strategic amount of time, the report says 4 or 5 years. I don't believe that. You may even be able to crack the good credit score range, 700 to 749. Following bankruptcy, you can immediately begin to build your credit back up by adding new credits such as secured credit cards or small installment loans to offset the negative information on your credit report. Making on-time payments for all debt, new and old, keeping your credit card balances under 30% utilization, all of those items will certainly help you. Again, strategically, you add more trade lines to your credit report, and you're going to find out that your score is going to go up in 6 months. If you put on 3 or 4 or 5 different trade lines and you're paying them all on time, keeping them under that 30% utilization, within 6 months, you can start seeing your credit scores increasing dramatically. Myth number four, bankruptcy affects the credit of all consumers equally, regardless of the amount of debt or the number of debts included. Truth, your score will factor in details such as the amount of debt discharged and the proportion of negative to positive accounts on your credit report. We just talked about that one. If you have a relatively low amount of debt and only a few accounts included in your bankruptcy, your score will be higher than someone with a more severe bankruptcy. Again, start building it strategically right afterwards. As soon as the courts will allow you to take on new debt or your attorney allows you to take on new debt, strategically start working on that. Myth number five, all bankruptcy debts will be wiped clean from your credit report. Bankruptcy may help you erase or pay off past debts. Those accounts will not disappear from your credit report. All bankruptcy-related accounts will remain on your credit report and affect your credit score for 7 to 10 years, although their impact will last over time. Federal student loans often cannot be discharged in bankruptcy, so you may still be on the hook for those. So again, they've got to clean them correctly. And a lot of the information, when they go and clean them, when they take away your past balance, when they take away your past history, yes, they're going to put a comment in the trade line that says discharged in bankruptcy, but they look very, very similar to everything else when they take away the credit limit, the past due amount, and the history. A lot of them are going to look very similar over time. Myth number six, you can't get a credit card or loan after bankruptcy. Well, credit cards are one of the best ways to build credit, and there are options out there for those with a checkered credit history. You can start off with secured credit cards, which require an upfront security deposit, have a lower barrier of entry, but spend and build credit just like a traditional card. There are certain companies that offer credit cards to individuals who have a bankruptcy on their report. They charge a higher interest rate. They may charge higher fees, but that is a way of building up. Myth number seven, bankruptcy will ruin your credit forever. Unbelievable. Bankruptcy will do severe damage to your credit in the short term, but it'll only stay on your credit report for a maximum of 10 years. After that, you're free and clear, and if you continue to practice good financial habits and build credit in the meantime, you can rebuild your credit to be stronger than ever. So again, before taking that big step, give me a call at 800-306-1990. Let's chat and see if it makes sense for you. And then I can also introduce you to some very, very good, very, very competent attorneys who work in this arena and can certainly help you out, make sure that you're getting the right counsel before you move forward there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Credit cards for moving out on your own and ways to make the new tax law may make you laugh or cry, all that and more You can reach me anytime. Your off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you going to do about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Just go on there, register on the site, get the updates on a regular basis. Credit cards for moving out on your own. There are many reasons to move out on your own. You might be leaving your child at home, ending a relationship, or ditching life with roommates. But no matter your circumstances, moving out can be challenging. You have to get used to self-reliance and figure out how to afford your new lifestyle. Some credit cards can help you get established and settle in your new home. So here are a few of them. City Simplicity is one. If you have a lot of moving expenses or need to make purchases for your new place, this card can help you avoid interest for a long time. Purchases and balance transfers are interest-free for 18 months. That's plenty of time to move out, furnish your apartment, and pay down your balance. Discover It Secured Card. We were talking about secured cards under bankruptcy, but the secured card is perfect for those without any credit history. It requires a security deposit to open, but the credit requirements are looser, and the card can immediately help you start building credit. Plus, the sign-up bonus and cashback rewards compete with many traditional rewards credit cards. The Blue Cash Every Day from American Express, another one with great cashback rates at supermarkets, gas stations, and department stores. You'll be able to save on these staples as you strike out on your own. All purchases and balance transfers are interest-free for 15 months. The Chase Freedom Unlimited is the next one. No special bonus categories to track or activate. Every purchase earns 1.5% cash back no matter what. You'll avoid interest on purchases and balance transfers for 15 months. And the Citi Thank You Preferred is another one that's a good one here. No sign-up bonus. You plan to enjoy the entertainment and dining scene around your new home. The card's for you. You'll earn double points on dining and entertainment purchases, and points can be redeemed for gift cards, travel, and more. So just a few different thoughts there for you to share those with you. Also, that's Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Get to work on your credit report. They are all wrong, so you need to be looking at those on a regular basis. Thought we would share this. We were going to talk about it yesterday. Didn't get to it as we were chatting with the fire chief. But there's a lot of different ways the new tax law might make you laugh or cry. Potential changes that were proposed in an earlier version of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act had many taxpayers concerned and confused about what the implications might be. Taxpayers feared they would lose all sorts of deductions as a result of the new tax laws, and that ultimately the changes would result in money out of their pockets. Turns out, though, however, the final legislation passed in December 20th, 2017, ended up being much less scary than many Americans had initially feared. And while the biggest impact may prove to be on businesses, there are some important changes that will impact the majority of American taxpayers. Number one, your income may put you in a different tax bracket. Tax rates have changed a bit under the new tax law. Taxpayers want to note the changes and what they mean for those filing single and those filing jointly. So we can give you a copy, or we can send you a link to that code. Number two, a majority of American taxpayers will benefit from lower tax rates. For example, single taxpayers earning between $38,701 and $82,500 will reduce their tax liability from 25% to 22%. Those joint filers earning between $165,000 and $233,000 will get a reduction in tax liability from 28% down to 24%. For five additional tax brackets, there will be reductions of 3% or more. To illustrate the potential savings, consider that a family earning $233,000 would potentially reduce their tax liability by more than $9,000. The standard deduction goes up and the personal exemption goes away. The new tax plan increases the standard deduction from $6,300 to $12,000 for individuals, $12,700 to $24,000 for married couples. The personal exemption has been eliminated. The net effect is a modest increase in overall tax savings for those taxpayers who did not previously itemize deductions. By way of example, before the 2017 Act, a married couple without children would have been able to claim a $13,000 standard deduction and two personal exemptions of $4,150 each, resulting in an aggregate offset of $21,300. Tax preparation fees no longer deductible. You can no longer write off mileage if you're a W-2 employee. Taxes on business owners has changed. That's an interesting one. Previously, the mileage had to exceed 2% of your adjusted gross income to write it off. But now, even if that 2% is met or cannot or exceeded, no more writing that one off. Taxes on business owners has changed. If you had a business, you'll now have a flat tax of 21%. Instead of the 35% tax rate that was previously in place. Child tax credit goes up from $1,000 to $2,000. Medical and dental expense deductions have been expanded. Percentage has gone up and down over the years. The most recent requirement was that your medical and dental expenses had to exceed 10% of your adjusted gross income to write them off against your income. Now they must only exceed 7.5%. Alimony no longer deductible or taxable. Under the new tax law, alimony will no longer be deductible against your income for the person paying it, nor will it count as taxable income for the person receiving it. This change is effective for divorce decrees signed after 2019. So that one doesn't go into effect right away. You have to wait until the divorce decree after 2019. Entertainment expenses no longer can be deducted, but meals can. The deduction for business-related entertainment has been repealed as part of the new tax plan. Businesses can still generally deduct 50% of the cost of qualified meals. I guess some of those entertainment items are going to now be called marketing items. There are lower limits on mortgage interest deductions, so securing a good home mortgage interest rate may matter more now thanks to this change. Because home mortgage interest for debt incurred after December 15, 2017, to acquire or improve a home is now limited to the interest on $750,000 worth of principal. This is a decrease from the prior $1 million principal limitation. It applies to both primary and secondary residences. Home loan debt acquired before December 2015 is grandfathered, and the change does not apply. Limit on interest deductions for home equity lines of credit, like primary mortgage interest, loan interest, the interest on home equity lines of credit, HELOC loans, has also been impacted by the new tax law. Interest on these loans will no longer be deductible, regardless of when the loan was acquired, unless the funds are used explicitly for home improvements or acquisitions. So if you're looking at a combo loan, so you can avoid the private mortgage insurance, you can still use that, you can still deduct it. There are now limitations on property, state, and local tax deductions that they called the SALT deduction, state and local tax. Taxpayers' state and local tax deductions will now be capped at $10,000 under the new tax legislation, meaning if you itemize deductions on your taxes, you'll be able to deduct your state individual income, sales, and property taxes up to a limit of $10,000, but you'll have to choose between property tax and income tax or sales tax. All three cannot exceed that $10,000 amount. Alternative minimum tax, that stays in place. The estate tax exemption, we've talked about that one before. That one is doubled. The new tax law doubles the estate tax exemption to $11.2 million for single filers and $22.4 million for joint filers. This change will only affect the roughly 1% of the American population that pays estate taxes. No more Obamacare tax. That one's gone. Like-kind exchanges are limited. The like-kind exchanges under Section 1031 of the Internal Revenue Code are now limited to exchanges of real property. They no longer apply to other property, including personal property associated with real property. Education tax credit, student loan interest deductions remain. The use of Section 529 accounts has been expanded. That's for educational accounts. That's a good one there. The Coverdell savings accounts have been eliminated, essentially enabled college tuition money to be put aside tax-free at a rate of up to $2,000 a year, being phased out as part of the new tax plan. So those are just a few of the different items in the new tax law. You may like them, you may not like them, but you need to know about them because they are the law. That's just the way it is right now. So we want to get that information to you as quickly as we can. We also ask you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Yeah.